Good morning, Symphony Church. Today is Friday, which means that we are going to be reading a psalm like we do every Friday. It's a little bit of a longer psalm today, but stick with it, and I think we'll be really blessed. Today we'll be reading from Psalm 25, and I'll read that for us. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust. Let me not be put to shame. Let not my enemies exult over me. Indeed, none who wait for you shall be put to shame. They shall be ashamed who are wantonly treacherous. Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day long. Remember your mercy, O Lord, and your steadfast love, for they have been from old. Remember not the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to your steadfast love, remember me. For the sake of your goodness, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore he instructs sinners in the way. He leads the humble in what is right and teaches the humble his way. All the paths of the Lord are steadfast love and faithfulness for those who keep his covenant and his testimonies. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my guilt, for it is great. Who is the man who fears the Lord? Him will he instruct in the way that he should choose. His soul shall abide in well-being, and his offspring shall inherit the land. The friendship of the Lord is for those who fear him, and he makes known to them his covenant. My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he will pluck my feet out of the net. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. Bring me out of my distresses. Consider my affliction and my trouble, and forgive all my sins. Consider how many are my foes, and with what violent hatred they hate me. Oh, guard my soul and deliver me. Let me not be put to shame, for I take refuge in you. May integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for you. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles. As I reflect on this passage, I feel like the Lord is really highlighting the theme of humility. Verse 8 onwards says, good and upright is the Lord, therefore he instructs sinners in the way. He leads the humble in what is right and teaches the humble his way. Humility is something we talk a lot about in the church, and it's something that we know to be good for us. But if you're like me, perhaps it's an endeavor that you have a hard time pursuing. After all, it can feel like a lot of times practicing humility is sort of counter to how we know things to work in the world. At work, we expect to be praised when we do something well or when we exceed expectations. Within our relationships, we make great effort to highlight our own best qualities so that people look at us positively. And even in our own personal lives, we do so much to build ourselves up and make ourselves greater, don't we? But our psalm teaches us that humility, above all these things, is to be desired. And as David paints the picture of a life lived in humility before the Lord, we see all the benefits of the humble life. And hopefully our devotional today serves as one of many reminders for us to really treasure this call to humility. So what exactly does humility look like? As we read through this passage, we see a lot of ways that David demonstrates reliance on the Lord. We see this in the things that he does in the presence of the Lord. For example, he says, to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust. For you I wait all the day long. My eyes are ever toward the Lord. And so we know and we see how David does a lot to really orient himself toward the Lord and practice a posture of humility. And this is important. But actually, far more prevalent in our passage is not what David does, but what he asks the Lord to do. Make me to know your ways. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me. Remember your mercy, O Lord, and your steadfast love. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. So on and so forth. We see that being humble more than anything we ourselves do really concerns what we can't do. David makes it so clear that he can't do anything without the Lord, and that he relies on the Lord constantly. To me, this is counter to how we might have been taught humility. Often we think of humility as intentionally suppressing our abilities and lowering ourselves to a less honoring position than we deserve. But actually, perhaps true humility is simply realizing how little we can really do. Instead of making ourselves smaller than we ought to be, Maybe humility means recognizing that we always puff ourselves up and then returning to our true size. I was watching a nature documentary with my roommates the other night, and one of my favorite scenes was when the cameras were following a whale shark. Now, I used to be obsessed with sea life when I was a kid, and actually all throughout elementary school, I would always put down on my school projects and things like that, that I wanted to be a marine biologist when I grew up. And among my favorite things in the ocean were the big boys, the whales and the sharks, and pretty much anything that was bigger than me. And as I was watching this documentary and these amazing shots of this whale shark the other day, the kid in me kind of resurfaced, and I couldn't help but think, man, it would be so cool to be a whale shark. But it kind of hit me for some reason that while a lot of admiration goes to the whale shark, almost none goes to the two or three cleaner fish that always travel with it. And for those of you who don't know, these cleaner fish are smaller fish that are always by the whale shark's side and live off of eating dead skin and parasites and things like that. And I thought to myself, man, it would be so lame to be a cleaner fish. But it's precisely that lameness, that inability to survive on its own, that makes the cleaner fish better at humility than I am. The cleaner fish's life revolves around its weakness, its reliance on something bigger than itself. It's happy being sheltered and provided for. Meanwhile, even when I pray for humility, I want to be self-reliant. I want to be capable and independent and not have to admit to myself that I am small. I think David makes it clear that true humility only starts when we realize how much we need to rely on the Lord. Our passage says, "Who is the man who fears the Lord? Him will he instruct in the way he should choose." If we never recognize the difference between how mighty our God is and how weak we are, how perfect he is and how broken we are, how big he is and how small we are, we'll never be able to approach him in humility. If we're being honest, there are many times where we'd rather try to do it ourselves than rely on God to get us there. We can get so caught up in the ways of the world where we're taught that our identity is in our self-sufficiency and our capabilities. But our passage assures us that relying on the Lord is the best thing that we can do. It says, "Indeed, none who wait for the Lord shall be put to shame. The one who fears the Lord shall abide in well-being. The friendship of the Lord is for those who fear him." Today, can we be reminded of the importance of humility? Of how much better it is to recognize our smallness and trust in the one who's so big. As we pray, let's tell the Lord that we can't do it. We can't get through this life by ourselves. And let's ask him to save us. Let's go to him in prayer. Lord, I just want to take this time to praise you. Lord, you are so mighty and so powerful. You are so great. And in comparison, Lord, there's nothing we can do that can do better than you. Lord, I pray that we just submit our own pride, that we lay down our desire to be great, to make a name for ourselves. Instead, help us to see how good it is to be in your presence, Lord, to be the least in your presence rather than the greatest away from you. Lord, may we be content in our humility. May you teach us just how sweet it is to know and to trust in the name of Jesus. Lord, continue to remind us today. Help us to rely on you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.